Hey guys, thanks for listening. Before this episode starts, I want to give you a great shout out that you guys are phenomenal, amazing, great people to listen to my podcast, even if it just recently picked it up or listened all the way at the beginning. I graciously appreciate it. And on to the show. Hey folks, thank you for listening to another episode, but oh man, I am truly sorry. There is actually one more episode that I totally forgot, and those are the best mentioned movies of 2023, which I really, really didn't want to like leave just the worst and best alone. No. I want to make sure that I also cover the other movies that I've seen, and like and dislike. So yes, there will be a total of 10, 5 worst, 5 best, and why they're in the mentioned list. So to start with number 10, and believe it or not, this is actually the worst one, that would be the movie, wow. Now, believe it or not, there's actually a long list of things here, so I do apologize. So, number 10 would be Meg 2 The Trench. Worse. Now, this movie literally is a sequel to The Meg, and it was supposed to be a lighter story, but for this one, I feel that it's the worst for multiple reasons. One of which is, it's another shark movie, which, if we look at the genre of monster movies and shark being one, not a lot of it works. But even so, this film did work well, but not too well in box office. But even so, Jaden Statham is, you know, tagging it. So nothing against the man, nothing against him. But even so, this one was literally one of those worst ones that been reproduced. But even so, they want to talk about more of the Meg as a group being surfacing from, you know, from the ocean to the world. So of course that should have ended, but even so, it's not, you know, not too terrible, but terrible. The best top five mentioning would be Rise of the Beast. It's the latest Transformers. Bear with me on this one, because the opening for that one was quite fine, as well as quite funny. And here's why. Of course, we are reintroduced to a movie that's sequely to Bumblebee, even though Bumblebee barely has a mention into it. But even so, this has helped us bridge a gap of how far this movie goes. So this is set in the 1990s, which I think that decade it being part of my years of growing up, and then we're seeing like monster, we're seeing like another set of Transformers that literally did not have to bridge a gap of time or anything to just get onto the world. So definitely this is one of those movies to be seen as one of the best. Not to mention, this actually brings a lot of things. Towards the end of the film, we're literally reintroduced to G.I. Joe, which gives us an idea of how the suits that was in the first one, the Rise of Cobra one, was interpreted by our character from this film. So yeah, that's number 5 best. Number 4 worse. And boy, oof, there is some worse. The one worse film is Gran Torino. Yes, I know, I put a car movie in the worst category, but hear me out. Alright, because this is not just any car movie. This is a video game car movie, which did give us this idea that, yeah, it's supposed to be for stakes and all that. But literally, it bridged a gamer winning a contest to be one of the top drivers for a company to drive an actual Grand Prix. I'm sorry, but, you know, even though the storyline seemed to be original, the lack of originality just like gave us an idea that, hey, anyone could be a driver after playing the game Gran Turismo. I'm sorry, it was the worst thought, but good idea. But even so, that was like, ugh. So that's number four, worse. Number four, best, on the other hand. And this actually took me by surprise on this one. Talk to Me. Okay, now the reason why this one's the best is because how it's getting a sequel. But even so, the storyline has like a bunch of kids, you know, find this like hand sculpture thing and act like a Ouija board. Now that's a concept that I never thought that would be possible, but even so, this one's like a scary concept that you should realize that this is the best thing to do. So definitely this one hits the top four best mentioning, because this one literally will spook you but also get you a thrill in this one. So I'm definitely working with this idea of how this is. So that's number four, best. Number three, worse, is The Creator. Here's why. We have ourselves in like two sections of people, one machines, one man, and yet they're finding a machine child in among this heavily guarded area or this heavily guarded fortress, and then bring this child to the people for possible execution. But the man did not sacrifice the kid, so they're having themselves an adventure on this one while the kid's rediscovering what's going on, because this is not an AI program who's learning. This is actually a child who actually is learning along the way. However, this is not an original storyline to me, because if anyone wants to look artificial intelligence, this would be the worst. But even so, the concept of it was the best, and even so, again, it was the worst. Number three, best, on the other hand, and this is actually kind of funny, this is actually kind of cute, but even so, this is actually from Amazon Prime, and I've seen this as well. It's also another, like, movie, thanks to Blumhouse, but even so, this movie actually did get a concept between, you know, both scary and funny. And the movie, it's called Totally Killers. And it deals with a daughter who travels back in time, see her parents being as the same age as her. And also the villain also gets transported at the same time with the kid to exact revenge on who's the original killer, with the older killer being right behind them. And that's like a weird concept right there. And bringing down to the line that, hey, things have changed. The daughter was not an only child. She actually has a brother. And I'm spoiling. I know I'm spoiling. But even so, I would say check it out on Amazon Prime, because it's actually kind of like a good scary movie that you can watch during Halloween and get some ideas. So, number two, worse. I did like six movies now. Okay. Number two, worse. And even so, I don't know why they made the movie. I'm just still flabbergasted on this one. Number two would be The Last Voyager of Demeter. Now, don't get me wrong, this is actually supposed to be a sub-story to the Dracula, where he pretty much dismembered every single crew member that was on that boat. Like, literally, no one left behind. It even stated in Bram Stoker's Dracula that there's no one who's left behind in the ship Demeter. But even so, do we really want to see that concept? It feels like a very small short that you don't have to put on theater. You could put it on, like, YouTube, or put it on some sort of support content. No, these kind folks, nothing against them, they had a good idea. They literally just, like, put it out there and just, like, let's see how far it goes. Which, sadly, it didn't go that far. Which is, I do apologize. Because the movie did have a good thing. It had a good thing, but I'm sorry, it didn't do so well. Number two best, and this one actually is kind of like a Bon Voyage send off in a way, because I kind of saw it, kind of. The number two best would have to be Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. Now, we're having to give ourselves a somewhat direct sequel of how we're ending everything with the DCU. And Aquaman 2 literally brought our closure to this whole universe, this whole storyline, to a close, because it feels like a regular comic thing. But at the same time, I mean, it gives us a different direction on certain things, but Aquaman, The Lost Kingdom did send us a good Bon Voyage, and I say that's the best because it gives Jason Momoa the best outlook of being Aquaman that this is, and less time of that you-know-who. But I feel glad that they put Patrick Wilson in the side driver's seat for that one. So that's something. That is something. Alright, the final two, best and worst, mentions. The worst one, oh my lord. The worst one, I would actually would have to say, it's a scary film. It's Pet Sematary Bloodlines. Now, this one, I know it went directly to streaming. It went to the app immediately when it's released. I understand it. I understood that. It's fine. But really? We need another Pet Sematary film after seeing the original Pet Sematary remake that literally gave us like this vibe that, hey, there was like a lot of things happening for that. But even so, my lord. The sequel alone already gave us vibes that this was not the best. It didn't. It was not the best. So, yeah, this one literally was one worst mentioned film to even mention. But even so, this had some closure of storyline, had some sort of idea where the storyline was even beginning with. As well as, I know that they only added because the sequel didn't really add the backstory of the original one that the one did. So definitely. And finally, number one best mention, and yes, I think I said this in the previous episodes within the best and worst, but even so, this one literally needed to be mentioned a lot, and that is Five Nights at Freddy's literally was my top best mentioned film that I've seen the entire year, because of three main reasons. One, it proceeded to bring more joy for fans, as well as, hey, this is definitely what the fans wanted to see, not the other stuff. Which, before Five Nights at Freddy's, there was Willy Wonderland with Nicolas Cage that I think I did an episode with. And then there's the Banana Splits, which is a scary remake of the classic TV show that literally brings animatronics to life. But Five Nights at Freddy's did what not the other two did, which is pretty much brought familiar characters to someone to already been named in there, as well as different storyline of what's going on, gives you twists and turns, as well as give us Matthew Lillard literally putting on the bunny suit and giving us that wicked vibe that a man inside of a metal casket suit could be many things. And I would say that this movie was the top notch for anyone who loves three things out of this: video games, horror movies on this one, yeah, and Five Nights at Freddy's, the video game series, which literally currently right now, and even if I look at Twitch, that this whole thing literally brought the whole genre in a resurrection mode where it was found footage, if you will. So yeah, these are the top five worst and best mentions of the films that I've scene, and I am super glad that you guys probably hear this, even a little bit or not, but even so, I thank you guys for listening. Again, I hope you guys are doing quite well, as well as take care and see ya. Hey guys, again, thank you super, super much for listening to the episode. Greatly appreciated. Future episodes will be on the way, but its release dates are unknown for the time being. But until then, I hope you guys have a joyous year, or even beginning of the year, because I will be making sure that I'll come back next year sometime later. I don't know when, but thank you super, super much and appreciate it.